Music is a doorway into other cultures. When you travel across the world, you can gain insight into a people's traditions by hearing them perform native songs on native instruments. Perhaps one of the strangest instruments is the didgeridoo of Australia's Aborigines. Judith Kampfner learned on a recent visit that you don't have to go into the desert interior to find authentic Aboriginal sounds. There's much to hear even in the city.
Tourists gather on the steps of the Sydney Opera House. They gaze at the blue of Sydney Harbour, the yellow ferries and the sparkling white tiles on the shell-shaped roof of Australia's best-known modern building. They're entertained by a street musician. Japanese schoolchildren in neat uniforms listen politely. The song is Waltzing Matilda, but the bagpipes which are playing it today aren't exactly what come to mind when we think of Australian music. This is more appropriate. The Australian Aboriginal instrument, the didgeridoo, is now used in many bands across the world. In a shopping mall on Sydney Harbour is a gallery owned by Alana Rose and her partner Gavin. They're Aboriginals with great pride in their heritage, which they consider to be the oldest living culture in the world.
We quite often get people saying that they get a very spiritual feeling in our centre. And I think that's got to do with the people that work in the place, that every person is an Aboriginal person that works in our centre, that all the beautiful colours in the art, the smell of the eucalypt tree, the sounds, the haunting sounds of the didgeridoo.
A crowd is gathered around owner Gavin Rose, playing the tubular instrument, which is almost as tall as he is.
The tricky part is to keep breathing, so we breathe through our nose and blow out our mouth. And to keep that going, but it's one of the first natural things babies learn to do that have been fed by their mother. So
it's kind of making a raspberry, isn't it?
It is making a raspberry, that's exactly right. Yidaki is one Aboriginal name for this instrument. Didgeridoo, we're not sure where it comes from, but we believe that it's a European name for it, because when we play it, it's like we're going didgeridoo, 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 didgeridoo.
There's a sign in English and Japanese which explains that the yidaki is meant for a spiritual purpose. It's strictly a men's ceremonial instrument, and women customers are asked not to touch.
We ask women not to play the yidaki because a long time ago this was part of our culture, so we still respect those values.
We've got Aboriginal staff, women staff, that won't sell them in the shop because they won't touch them, but so we deal with that okay.
Most of the instruments sell for just over $100. They are in fact naturally hollowed out tree trunks. Ever resourceful, Aboriginals put damaged trees to creative use.
Termites eat through the middle of it. They like to eat the soft, sweet part out of it. And then they leave the outside part of the tree because it's a bit tougher. They go on to the next one. We come along, we hit the tree, we make hollow sound. We know that the termites have eaten it, so we'll cut that tree.
The music of the yidaki tells stories and mimics animals. This is the laughing kookaburra bird calling in the bush. In the Aboriginals' totemic belief system, every animal and plant has an important spiritual place. Each has a role, and each deserves respect. From Sydney, Australia, this is Judith Kampfner for The Savvy Traveller.